The Problem of the Rich, James chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. The NIV version reads, "Believers in humble circumstances ought to take pride in their high position, but the rich should take pride in their humiliation, since they will pass away like a wildflower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossom falls and its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich will fade away even while they go about their business." In verses 9 through 11, James again sought to encourage his readers. While the worldly would look at their trials negatively, seeing them in a lowly position, spiritually, they were in a high position. This is another reason for them to count it all joy. Additionally, many of James's listeners had little compared to the elites of their day. They lived in humble circumstances. They were not rich, but neither were they slaves or beggars. Their relationship with God made them rich spiritually, so they should take pride in their high position. In contrast, the rich had no reason to rejoice. Sarcastically, James told his readers that the rich should take pride in their humiliation. His words seemed backwards. Shouldn't the rich take pride in their riches? That might have been the case if their riches were going to last. Riches are temporal, just like a wild desert flower. Such flowers have a very short lifespan, for the hot desert sun soon destroys them. One thing that we can say about all rich persons that ever lived is that they didn't take their riches with them. The only true riches are those we lay up in our eternal home in heaven. While the rich seem to be on top of the world, in this life, in eternity, all believers will enjoy eternity with Jesus. The gospel message is the great equalizer. The message is not limited to the poor or rich. It is available to everyone that believes in Christ. So, although James spoke against the rich, it is understood that the rich, too, had an opportunity for salvation. However, they needed to make sure their riches did not cloud their discernment. Question: what do you think? Considering verses 9 through 11, why does being rich have its problems when it comes to being faithful to God?